just a little bit before 6 o'clock. Time for some sports at Big Jim's House, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Tigers fight back, man. They wind up losing to the Padres 6-4 in 10 innings. Candyman hits another home run. Same two teams this afternoon. Perfect day for baseball at the Copa. Lions training camp underway. I would assume the first day they all check in, find out who your roommate is, where the cafeteria is, when you can go swimming. Because it's summer camp, right? That's what you kind of do there.
Yeah.
Dan, our buddy Dan Miller from Fox 2 will join us at 7:10. Little preview. He's got a special tonight on Fox 2 at 6:30.
So, oh, cool. Getting everybody ready for it.
Yeah, Lions training camp preview. So we'll talk with Dan, kind of get a handle on this. If you got questions about the Lions, probably, honestly, the best way is hit us up on Twitter at Big Jim's House. We'll pass those along.
I wonder if it's a big deal where they sit in the locker room.
Yes.
I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got the stall they want or whatever.
Didn't you go with me?
Yeah, we went the one year.
Yeah.
I know they group them together, like wide receivers are usually grouped and all that, but.
No, it's a. And you don't want to be next to Serrano because he's got all the voodoo stuff. Wait, that's baseball. Never mind.
I'll never forget when we went there, though, and all the guys, like wide receivers, Galladay's there. He's working on his hamstrings, all that stuff.
Right.
And then you look to your right, and Matt Prater comes walking in with a bag of chips and a Mountain Dew in his hand. I'm like, the kicker life,
God,
baby.
Bless NFL kickers, man. That is magical. Speaking of the National Football League, we have this posted. The keyword is
quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. This one post has something for everyone. It's not clickbait, but I don't know how else to share photos with you in an audio medium. Nick Cage showed up to play quarterback for the Green Bay Packers yesterday. And you think we're joking. Con Air Nick Cage. Aaron Rodgers stepped out of the car in the tank top t-shirt with the flowing locks. You tell me he doesn't look just like Nick Cage and Con Air.
Oh, it's 100%. And he was doing it. He even did the right as the camera's on him, the slow hair pullback that Nick Cage does as he's walking out of the flames.
I got this bunny for you. Put the bunny back in the box. Cyrus the virus.
Or, and I put that on there just to be fair, he also looks like the guy from Creed.
I don't know.
Scott Stapp.
Oh, yeah.
Which one? You decide. Keyword quarterback.
Oh, my gosh. I like that one better, though.
And if that's not enough, Tom Brady, and he openly acknowledged he's going to catch hell today at training camp. He has a whole line of that TB12 stuff, but he's got a new line of swimwear. So Tom decided to model one. It's a great shot. If I look like that, I would be here every day in swim trunks.
Yeah.
And he's kind of looking up at the chiseled jaw effect. Keyword quarterback, it's on there.
Oh, that thing's hung in the Tampa Bay locker room right now.
Excuse me?
The photo.
Okay, wow. All right.
Good for you, Tom.
It looks hot. Come on, man. Tom Brady from that NFL pitcher to now?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. And he's 83 years old today. Happy birthday, Tom Brady. I'm kidding. Yeah. So you got Aaron Rodgers looking like Nick Cage or the lead singer from Creed. And Tom Brady with his shirt off.
I love the Creed reference.
Dude, what happened to Daryl LaMonica? The old days of quarterbacks coming in smoking a heater. Wearing windbreakers.
It's different
with a
kind
beer
of money.
Gut.
Those guys are regular rich. These guys are rich, man.
Man, it's the old days. That's old school, baby. Terry Bradshaw was missing teeth. Do you know what a fashion statement was from Roger Staubach when he went to JCPenney and bought another shirt? He only had three.
Yeah, those were the good old boys back then, man.
You may remember Joe Montana wearing anything nice? Never. Wore boring-ass suits.
What do you think about the old NBA guys, what they say about what the current guys wear?
No, NBA's always been kind of legit. NBA guys always rocked it. They had the look. And MLB guys, well, they were all doing cocaine, but they just went from that to dressing up nice.
Right.
But NFL dudes, man, have gone next level. Like, the whole walk-in thing to training camp, Antonio Brown was the best one. Remember when he was with the Steelers? It was a huge deal. He would figure out ways to come in.
Oh, yeah.
With all these big stunts.
All the offensive linemen for the Packers ride, like, little kid bikes in from the one area.
Yeah, so the kids, if you guys don't know, seriously, again, keyword quarterback, if you want to see Aaron Rodgers looking like Nick Cage and Tom Brady without a shirt off, modeling, the kids will go to Lambeau, and they'll offer up their bicycle to the players, and they'll ride the, 40 feet.
Right.
Because nothing says in-shape athlete, like, I need a bike to get to the training room. How many bikes have they busted?
Oh, gosh.
Because these dudes
there's
are all...
tires blown out all over Lambo.
Their feet are 300 pounds.
Yeah.
These are big boys. You know what we should ask is TJ Lang.
Yeah, he definitely did it.
He did it.
Absolutely.
But Aaron Rodgers, you're right.
Great look.
The walk around the car, the whole bit.
Everything he does is calculated. You tell me he just put those clothes on and didn't realize it? Come on.
And Jared Goff just shows up with a supermodel fiance. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, that's a standard nowadays, man. The supermodel fiancés.
Not Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to get on this plane. I'm going to make it back to my girl. And I don't care what anyone says, man. Because I'm Nicolas Cage.
I want to see my daughter. I want to see my daughter. It's Con Air, dude. Again, 100%. You tell me. It is 100% Con Air. That is magical. I know he's a nut job, but I'd love
I'm not getting off this plane without you.
Exactly. How come nobody played that music when he got out? That Leon
Ryan
song?
I'm sure we can find an edit of it.
Somebody had to run that, man. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sports app today and use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Reeling in the year 645. Golf and Mark Farner. He'll be performing on the 17th green at the Ally Challenge. That's up in Grand Blanc. The course is
Warwick Hills.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, the old Buick Open if you ever went to those growing up.
So, here's your clue. Triumph's Harry Potter theme song.
Oh, good clue.
CSX Big Jim's House, 617. Oh, by the way, here's your clue for Reeling in the Years. It's 645. You ready? Triumph's Harry Potter theme song. Is that a good clue?
It's a good clue.
I like it. So a buddy of mine, good morning, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Said nobody works until 9 o'clock anymore in the Motor City. We're all a bunch of 9 to 5ers. I'm like, shenanigans. I threw down the radio gauntlet. That's been thrown down. So let's hear from you. If you got your boots on, and that's an expression, whatever you wear when you're working, if you're working, if you're grinding, Motor City, if you got your grind on,
hey.
248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Mongoose will put you on hold. Turn your radio down. This is old school radio. You're going to be live on the air. It's something we call a
boot check.
Who's got their boots on? 248-398-9279. You know what? Our guys at Paul's are getting their ass kicked. Have you noticed this?
Yeah. Yeah, Jim, Todd, and Tim, man, over at Ford.
Emdo.
They've been in first for a few days now.
Shannon texted in, boot check.
Good morning, Shannon.
248-398-9279. Line one, boot check. Who's this?
This is Rich from Dearborn.
Rich in Dearborn. How are you, sailor?
I don't know about being a sailor, but I'm doing all right.
It's an expression, like boot check. Got your boots on?
I know. Oh, of course I do, since 3 this morning.
Oh, man. Okay, and who do you want to say hi to today?
All the wonderful drivers out there that are trying to miss the state flower as they drive down the road.
Oh, God, yeah. The orange barrels are everywhere,
dude. State flower.
The state flower right now is construction barrels. They're everywhere. All right, brother, good hearing from you.
You guys take it easy and say behave yourself, but I know better than that.
Yeah, no, not a chance. Not a chance today. Oh, line two. Boot check. Who's this?
Hey, it's Dusty.
Dusty, got your boots on?
I sure do.
And where do you work?
I work for Oscar W. Larson.
Nice. And who would you like to say hi to today?
All guys at the shop, all our service technicians and construction guys on the road.
Man, appreciate you listening, brother. Have a good day.
Absolutely. You guys, too.
Oh, thanks. Line three. Boot check. Who's this?
This is MJ.
MJ, you got your boots on?
Got my boots on.
And where are you working?
I work at Duke Ellington, the Detroit Public School. I'm the building engineer there.
Wow. Oh, very cool. So your summers are pretty busy, I would imagine.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Well, who do you want to say hi to today?
I just want to say hi to my best friend, Jessica.
You just did. It's nice to know you're listening, too. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Later. Line four. Boot check. Who's this?
How's it going? This is Josh from Grand Blanc.
What is up, Josh in Grand Blanc? Rack him. Epic call. What, so you got your boots on?
I got my boots on, man.
And where do you work?
I'm working at the GM Proving Grounds in Milford.
Nice.
I got to be, because I'll start asking you questions you can't answer, so I won't do. I'll be good. Where's the electric Corvette? And it's, damn it, I'll stop. All right, fine. I'll stop. Well, who do you want to say hi to out there, Jim?
I just want to say hi to everyone out there making a living today.
Man, appreciate you guys. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Bye. You ever drive by there?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, next time you guys go by there, look around for the camera people. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're hiding in the woods.
Well, the new thing is drones.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
They throw drones up constantly. And the proving ground is actually, you can see it on Google Earth. It's that big. So, yeah, they'll throw drones up, and they put giant tents now to hide some of the cars.
Around the one curve on General Motors Drive there where you can see the road on the hill, and it comes down. I'm like, oh, that'd be fun to go fast right. over that hill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Be awesome. Line six. Boot check. Who's this?
Morning. Steve.
Steve, got your boots on?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you working?
I work for Wayne County. I'm on my way to work downtown right now.
Nice. Well, who do you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to all good Americans who still stand for the national anthem and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Amen. Look at you, man. Appreciate the call, buddy.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye.
When I was a kid, if I had my ball cap on, I'm at a baseball game, and the anthem came on, my dad would slap the shiitake mushrooms out of the back of my head if that thing wasn't off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got rabbit cuffed, man. It was like you're sitting there going, all right, I got it, Pop. Line one. Boot check. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Got your boots on, brother?
Got my boots on. Boot check.
Boot check. We could do two boot checks in one time. Boot check.
Boot check.
Okay, where do you work?
Neil's Roofing.
Neil's Roofing. So today, this weather, this week's been pretty good for you guys then, right, weather-wise?
Yes, sir. Last week was a killer, buddy.
So how much more do you get done when the weather's good? I know it's kind of a dumb question, but does it really make that big of a difference?
About a house. Oh, yeah. Get a house a day. House a day, buddy. With the crew we could do one house a day.
Well, who do you want to say hi to on the crew?
My brother, Jim.
Done, man. Nice to know you're listening, brother. Have a good week.
All right, you too, buddy.
Later. One more. Line two. Boot check.
Hey, this is James. I want to say hi to everybody that didn't win the lottery, the Mega Millions, but you still got another chance Friday, and spend some of that money on the Bronco.
Nice.
Hey, there we go.
I'm retired, but once you're retired, like me and my brother, you never get a day off. Something to do. I'm hanging out with the dog and listening to Big Jim and Ryan.
Good Lord. I love it. James, you're awesome, man. Yeah. Have a blessed day.
Do outside work.
Appreciate
you,
brother.
Be good and have a good day and buy us some Bronco tickets.
Bye.
Dang.
People brought it today. They knew what they had an
agenda. Ready to go, man.
That's awesome. Oh, Justin, Dale, and Tom finally checked in at Paul's. Come on, guys. I'm kidding. Boot check this morning for Michigan Assembly building those Broncos.
Very cool photo.
I did the stalking thing again, and I apologized to the person who had, they had manufacturer plates, and they had a red Bronco Raptor. I followed them for about 15 miles past my exit.
You crack me
up,
man.
It's sad, dude. I just, like, I want that. That's, oh. So the guys at Michigan Assembly, they can just, like, turn right with one of them when they come off the line.
Just go get one. What is it?
You got a guest room? 627, Big Jim's house.
On it.
Let me see. About 20 minutes from now, we'll play Reelin' in the Ears. You can see Mark Farner performing on the 17th green at Warwick Hills. Seriously. This is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So, if you've never played Reelin' in the Ears, three clips, 1 year, all you got to do is tell us the year. Here's your clue. Triumph's Harry Potter theme song. And Ernie is so excited that we're playing Triumph. He's fired up about that, man. It's like, yeah, baby! Let me see. What else coming up this morning? Dan Miller will join us a little after 7 o'clock. He's got a preview show tonight. Lions training camp is open, well, now. Today's the first full day. All the training camps around the league. So he'll join us at 7 o'clock. He's got a show tonight on Fox 2 at 6:30.
Nice. Can you go yet to it? Does that start right away?
No idea. I don't think you can go every day. They have, like, public days.
Certain days, right.
Yeah, yeah. I tweeted this out. Joey Molinaro, he used to be with Barstool, but he's kind of off doing his own thing now. I think he's doing stuff for Dale Jr.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With that whole Dirty Mo Media and stuff.
Yeah.
This guy does some of the best impressions, but he put a video up yesterday that is magical. Twitter at Big Jim's house. It's every training camp interview with NFL players. Here's a little bit of it.
Yeah, you know, it's just good to be back, you know, back with the guys. And, you know, I don't like to look ahead too much. You know, just kind of take it one day at a time, one practice at a time. Journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, and that step starts here today. Feel good, honestly. I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. Yeah, we got a great group of guys. Love the guys in this locker room. Think we have a chance to do something really special. Yeah, man, I think the goal should be to be the best offense in the league. But the guys we have in this locker room, you know, and that's the ball, the playmakers we have, you know, come together, focus, and do our jobs.
There's more. But isn't it like every, if you're in training camp, you just don't want to say anything that'll PO anyone.
Oh, no, you have stock answers.
I'll tell you what, I love Detroit. It's just an honor to be here. The Lions organization, the history, the heritage, and to turn this program around. That's going to, boy, you want to have a Lions drinking game? I always sound like I started. How many times did one of the players say, turn this program around?
Oh, that's the whole thing.
You're culture. Looped. You're looped.
In Detroit, the big one is just drop culture.
Oh, God, culture. If you say culture, no. Change the culture. We're just trying to change the culture here.
Yeah.
Drink.
Yeah, they're taught about this is all training stuff. One of my brothers who plays in the AHL, he is trained. You can play his interviews, like, in between periods or after games.
Right.
You can play them side by side, and they're almost synced up. It's they're taught, yeah.
I just want one of the players, like, just once to go, like, so how do you feel about training camp? Well, I'm a lot better than that jerk. He sucks. That guy over there, I'm going to kick his ass.
Yeah, or you want,
he
like...
got nothing.
Yeah, Tom Brady come out and go, I don't know why I have to keep coming to these.
Exactly.
I don't know. What's the deal?
I don't even start playing till week 4. Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah. it's on Twitter at Big Jim's house. So really, he got coached?
Yeah. I mean, you
say your brother's name. You don't have
to. No, Matthew Berry is his name. He plays in the AHL. But he goes through classes. And I know, like, when he played college at Michigan State, when I played college baseball, you get trained in media, how to talk to the media. That's a big part when you first come to school.
So why, when you were on Fox 2 out of the greenhouse, you kept holding your hands up like Ricky Bobby?
I don't know what to do with
it. What was that all about, man? Did we not train you on that stuff?
That was the other stuff. I was like, these?
And then you didn't even mention the show name. You just said, you know, hey, I'm proud to be part of a local morning show.
Oh, I thought that's a lie. I said the name of the show, and I thought the big logo on my shirt would help.
Is that what it was? Okay. For the greenhouse, though, you were in the... No, you were. You represented very well when you were out there. Didn't mention me by name, but it's okay. Anyway, Twitter at Big Jim's house if you want to see that, the training camp cliche stuff. Are you defensive this morning?
Did
I get you? Okay. After you stole my stuff yesterday?
I didn't steal your stuff.
Coming up next, Ryan, one of the most disingenuous segments on this show happened yesterday, and I have proof. You are full of beans, dude. We'll explain.
It's Manju's fault.
It's not. Manju, yeah, you have something to do with this there. Don't give me that all innocent baby doe look in the other room. I'll come at you. This Lions training camp, man. I'm all fired up. Are you kidding me? It's time to go forward.
Bang, boom. Go on a feeling day. Ha-ha, victory. Woo! That's what we're talking about, baby.
One time, baby. Woo! Dan Miller at 7:10. Jim's house, 641, reeling in the years coming up next. You'll be at Warwick Hills on the 17th green after the round of golf watching Mark Farner perform. Yeah, that Mark Farner. Here's your clue. Triumph's Harry Potter theme song.
Good clue.
We'll play next. So hang around. Dan Miller joins us 7:10, little Lions preview. He's got a show tonight at 6:30 on Fox 2. First full day of training camp. We got Past the Gas. Also listen for a Springsteen songs all day today. When you hear one, correct caller, and you're going to go see Bruce at LCA. Other than that, there's nothing going on today. And how were those chips, by the way? Did you eat the rest of the hot ones, the Pringles we tried yesterday?
No, I saved some. I had to stop before I left yesterday. I was starting to sweat. They were good, though. I like that, man.
Were they?
Yep. They get you fired up.
I had another can of those I was going to pop open, and yeah. I don't know what happened to it.
Damn, Manju stole them.
Whoa. Let me just quickly share what happened. For you guys, maybe weren't with us in the 7 o'clock hour yesterday. So we do grounds for divorce. Ryan brings this up. That over the weekend, you stop at a gas station. You and Heidi are both hungry, so you went inside. You got yourself a...
Slim Jim. I got her a bag of chips.
She reaches over before, and she opened the Slim Jims and did what?
She snagged it out of my hand, took a bite out of it, said she didn't like it. It was a gross flavor, and threw it out the window, and I never got a bite of it.
Okay, so she took something that was yours.
Yeah.
Didn't even think twice about it.
And gave it away, basically.
Took a bite and gave it away.
Gave it to the birds.
So we're sitting in the office after the show yesterday. Mongoose walks up and goes, I get some of them cans, big fella? Because he likes to say big fella. And without even blinking, Ryan goes, yeah, sure. And he grabs the can and just throws it right to him and goes, here you go, buddy.
Yeah.
I paid for those.
Yeah, I get it.
It was on my desk. You did not order the Pringles. But you just decided you were going to give away... 2 hours after we spent an hour of the show berating your wife about taking something that wasn't hers, you took something that wasn't yours and gave it away.
Yeah, but it was, I figured it was the shows. There was three cans there, so I'm like, oh, all right. Can. Three people, split them up like we do for a lot of our stuff.
So you never thought to ask me. Is it okay if I maybe have this, going to give them to somebody
no,
else?
No, you were sitting right there. You could have said something.
Don't put this back on me.
Oh, I'm putting it back on everybody.
Not a chance, dude. That was all you, baby. Anyway, I thought it was funny yesterday. You just kind of stop and go, what is he doing? Yeah, you just gave it to Mongoose. And then Mongoose goes home and eats it with ice cream.
Yeah, was that right? Did you tell me you ate that with vanilla ice cream? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
What are you, seven?
Okay. Chips and ice cream, like mixed together?
Yeah, sweet and savory. Just dip them.
That's weird. I don't like that.
I would try, but I don't have any chips because you gave them all away.
Oh, man. They were too hot for you.
Don't be snotty about this. Just admit it.
Oh, I know. I did it.
Yesterday, you were complete. What's the word I'm looking for? You were fake yesterday. If you spent a whole hour talking about your wife taking something wasn't yours, and then you literally did that 2 hours later in the office.
Fake.
I'm sorry.
Shame.
I can't get any more of those, too, because they've already sold out.
I'm sorry.
That was the last chance.
Really quick. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's okay. We have more. I didn't eat all mine. Really quick. Yesterday, during grounds for divorce, when everybody said she did this because she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Please don't ever do that to me again. What? You know what I showed up home to yesterday?
What's that? A pregnancy test?
Three of them.
Just to prove she's not pregnant?
Well, she got nervous after hearing all the comments. So I had to go home and settle that whole.
Ready to go back in time?
These go to 11.
If you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11.
Does that mean it's louder?
If we need that extra push over the cliff,
put it up to 11.
11, exactly.
Let's play Reelin' in the Years in Big Jim's house. Are you reeling in the
years? Here we go. Three clips, 1 year. All you gotta do is tell us the year. Listen closely. It's a good one.
I must remind you that the scanning experience is usually a painful one, sometimes resulting in nosebleeds, earaches, stomach cramps, nausea, sometimes other symptoms of a similar nature. At this point, I'd like to call for volunteers. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car,
cause I'm the unknown stuntman, made Redford such a star. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-9279. What are they playing for, Ryan?
Oh, we'll get you those tickets to the concert at 17, presented by Soaring Eagle. You got Mark Farner at the Allied Challenge there in Grand Blanc, presented by McLaren. Friday, August 26th is the show. To get your tickets, go to the Allied Challenge. com.
This is a very, very, very cool thing. You're actually going to be on the course listening to Mark Farner perform. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. Hi, Annette.
Good morning.
What year are we looking for?
1984.
No, God! Sorry. No, God, please, no! No! No!
248-398-9279. Do we have people stumped this morning? Hi, James.
2005, Jim?
No.
No, God!
Sorry.
No, God, please, no! No! No!
I'm telling you, people are kind of thrown by this one. 248-398-9279 is our house phone.
Just missed it on that last one.
Just a bit outside.
It's all right.
Okay, hold on. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lynn. What year are we looking for?
1985?
No, God!
Oh, sorry.
No, God, please, no! Damn. No! No!
We got people stumped on this one?
Even on the text messages, people named the song but gave the wrong year.
Really? You gonna look it up? No, I know it because I know
this. No, it's right.
Okay.
It's right.
248-398-9279 is our house phone.
It's just stomping everybody.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't think this was the one that would get people caught up.
I don't know.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Hi, Bob.
Hi there.
What year are we looking for?
78. No, God!
Damn.
No, God, please, no! No! No!
JD, what's up?
I'm thinking 1980.
No, God!
Oh,
no, God, please, no! No! No!
It's so hard. Scott, what year are we looking for?
81.
Yes!
Oh, there we go.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay, there it is. We had Scanners in movie theaters, The Fall Guy with Lee Majors, and then, of course, we had Magic Power Triumph of Allied Forces. Scott, you did it, buddy.
Thank you.
What are you up to today? Got your boots on?
I always got my boots on.
That would be a boot check. Good job, man. And where do you work?
DMC Service Group.
All right, brother. Will you hold on? We'll get you all set up. You're going to go see Mark Farner on the 17th green at Warwick Hills, the Ally Challenge presented by McLaren in Grand Blanc. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Scanners, by the way, I was in middle school when that movie came out. We would all stare at each other and try to blow each other's heads up. Scanners, like, you could do things with your mind.
Right.
So you'd be sitting there at lunch and somebody say something stupid and you're just like, hey.
Then you hear a song from Bruce. Make sure you call it 35 and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Springsteen at LCA next March. It's 29th.
Also, coming up at 7:10, Dan Miller checks in from Fox 2. First full day of Lions training camp, and they got a special tonight on Fox 2. So we'll kind of get a preview, what to expect during training camp, battles, and do we do the realistic expectation game, or we just go, screw it. Super Bowl, man. The parade's going to go right down Woodward. You turn left.
Yeah,
why not?
Super Bowl.
Why not?
It's got to be at least, you got to go playoffs. You got to make the playoffs this year.
You can't lose to Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers showed up dressed like Nick Cage and Con Air. Keyword quarterback, if you want to see that. We can't lose to him. Everybody got up and was checking their Mega Millions numbers. In case you missed it, here you go.
Our first winning number tonight is 29. That's followed by 63. Up next, we have 66. Your next number is 7. And your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is 60. Now for the Mega Ball number, that's 15. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 29, 63, 66, 7, 16. The gold Mega Ball is 15.
Yep. Okay. So, were there any winners of the Mega Million?
No.
Thank you, Tracy.
No.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
None. No.
No.
None.
Hell no.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No. I refuse. No.
No. So, Friday, it's over a billion. It's 1.03 billion. But you and I are talking about this in the weigh-in. I called you because I missed you. There were, let me find it, 9 people that hit 5 and missed the Mega Ball one.
Oh.
So they won $1 million, and if they had the Mega Plier prize, would have been 3.
Right.
So they won $1 million. Not a bad day. However, you're that close.
You're one you're number that close. Off.
So out of those 9 people, what if, and I'm just throwing this out as a hypothetical, they changed the number. They talked themselves out of it, and they blew it.
You definitely don't go home and say that.
Oh, what if it was someone significant in your house? Like, you know, your wife's like, 15. You go, nah, I've got to go 14. 15 never hits, and it's 15.
Oh, don't go home.
But you got $1 million.
Yeah, you still won something.
You won $1 million. But That is the best so close thing I can ever imagine.
Oh,
and again,
yeah.
We all talk about in life, and 248-398-9279, those stories where you're so close.
Or yeah, it's either the best or the worst, depending on how you look at it.
It's a million bucks. You would assume you'd be in a great
taxes,
mood, right?
With taxes.
So with taxes based on 24%, it's $760,000.
Yeah, still do some
lot
good
of
for
money.
You could get on My Lottery Dream Home.
Is that another show you watch?
Yeah, it's on HGTV.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a question. You know how it says your odds are 1 in 303 million or something?
Correct.
This might be a dumb and my math's not great, but if you buy, like, say I go and get 10 easy picks.
Oh, God, we're doing math.
Okay. Does that increase your chances or are you still at 1 in 300 million?
No, each chance. Yeah. You have.
Yeah,
each chance is 1 in whatever million.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking that yesterday.
No. It's not a bad question. No, seriously. The problem is, like yesterday between 2 and 3 p.m., they sold 1 million
That's crazy,
tickets.
Man.
1 million purchases, and they crashed the website at midnight last night. Everybody trying to check this thing.
Wonder if they're going to keep it going. Depends on how much tax money they want.
What do you mean?
That's the conspiracy. Well, you just keep this going because they get more taxes if the jackpot's higher.
So you're thinking it's rigged?
I mean, I don't think it's rigged. I think it's calculated. Like, we need more tax money, so let's keep this going over a billion.
Yeah, but when you... No, that doesn't make sense, because when you pay it off every week, you're still getting tax money then. If I had four things of $250 million, that's $1 billion. See what I'm saying?
Right.
I understand what you're saying. So, you're really... I haven't heard that conspiracy theory from you before,
I
Ryan.
I just came up with it.
Okay.
Just now.
All right.
And on my way in here and last night.
Do you know what's cool? I can't hear the tinfoil underneath your baseball cap. Kara.
Hey, Big Jim, how's it going?
Wonderful. So you have a close call story because nine people missed the Mega Millions by the one number.
This is actually, I was on a cruise ship and I don't ever gamble. And it was a couple years ago and I had some credits left over on my shipboard account and I decided I was going to just blow it on their little lottery thing that they had.
Right.
And you had to pick six numbers, and I normally choose, like, birth dates and ages and stuff like that. And I chose my birthday, which was 4, and when it all came up, I had every single number except for the 4. It turned out to be 5, but I ended up winning $1,000 instead of the $50,000 prize.
So close.
Right there.
Yes. So close.
It paid for my cruise, basically, so I was happy.
Hey, winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's what we were talking about again. So these people won $1 million. We're not going, oh, they only won $1 million, but my God, they were that close to, what, $800 million?
Yeah, thank God that's all they won. Gives us more chances.
Right, because Ryan figured out the math earlier. Okay,
wow.
Kara, have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Boot check.
Boot check. Any other close call stories?
Bones texted in, because I know Bones has won a couple of different jackpots, but he said he won $10,000 on the Powerball, was one number away from the $218 million.
Hold on, is that... Bones, are you?
That's me.
So, wait a minute.
Tell your story better.
You were one... No, you were one number away from how much money again?
$218 million.
Oh, my God.
On the Powerball, I hit 4 numbers and the gold ball. Back when I was fighting cancer, and ended up winning, hitting 4 balls, and the gold ball won $10,000.
But it would have been
now. If you do that, you win $50,000 now. But back then, it was only $10,000.
Wow!
One number away.
One.
All of us retiring.
was it close to the number you had on the ticket?
One digit off. It was a 3 instead of a 4.
The good thing is, you that still doesn't bother you. You can tell in your voice, Bones. You're like, yeah, I'm over that. That doesn't bother me at all. Hey, good hearing from you, brother.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Wow. Again, 9 people missed it by one number. It was the Mega Ball. Al, how are you? Welcome into Big Jim's house.
Morning, how are you?
We are wonderful. So go ahead. Your close call was?
Well, I think it was about 25 years ago. The classic lotto?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you had to hit 6 numbers?
Yeah.
I hit 5 out of 6.
So how close? What did you win, and what would you have won if you hit it all?
It was a little over $1 million I'd have won, but I hit for 2,500.
Gosh, still nothing to shake a stick at.
No, but just the difference. Like, I was that close.
I know, right? Yeah, I was on my way up north for a charter trip, so that paid for the whole weekend, though. So
well, there you go. Good. See, look at Al's attitude there. All right, man. No, so he didn't offer us any of the money. So anyway, no. Al, appreciate you, brother.
Boot check!
Okay, so it's over $1 billion for Friday. $1 billion with a B.
Nice. That's what I needed to PS win.
You're going
to
go do the math again? That's a gutsy move. You trying to do math this morning, dude? Careful. Did you buy numbers for Tuesday or not?
Yeah.
Yesterday. You did?
Yeah.
Did you go to your place and get them or just buy them on?
I'm going to leave that to those two guys, but how about that yesterday? That was we also put a little Scotch Stapp on it yesterday.
We did, too. Yeah. We put that up, keyword quarterback, if people don't know what we're talking about. Between that and Tom Brady posing in swimwear, what the hell's going on with quarterbacks in the NFL?
You know what? It's a different position, and they're different guys, man. I mean, you go into any locker room, and it's just there's something a little bit different about them. But, you know, as I said last night, here's the problem. We can laugh and have fun with it because it was funny. But the next time that guy shows up, he's going to look like Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, and that's a problem we got to deal with.
Well, yeah. And by the way, Dan Miller joined us from Fox 2 tonight, 6:30, correct? Your Lions training camp preview?
Yep, thank you for mentioning that. This is a big day, obviously, with the Lions having their first full squad practice out in Allen Park. So we have our training camp special. Dan Campbell, Aiden Hutchinson, Jared Goff are all going to join us. So we're looking forward to kind of getting this thing going and giving everybody kind of a taste of what's happening out in Allen Park.
We're Lions fans, Dan. We don't like realistic expectations. We want to shoot the moon. So how far can this team? I mean, I know it's not even training camp starting today. But how far could this team go this year? Just saying the word playoffs, is that crazy, Dan?
Yeah, you know what? This league is made for quick turnarounds. You can find worst to first and teams that are able to very quickly pull things together, and they can make a little bit of a run like that. But, you know, that's kind of macro. I would go a little micro and say, look, this offense is ready to go. There's injuries are always an equalizer, but there's no excuses for this offense right now. Offensive line, receivers even without Williams if he can't play right away, Goff, weapons, running backs, tight end, it's ready to go. The question's the other side of the ball where they weren't good last year in defense, and how quickly can some of these young guys come along? How quickly can some of these guys coming back from injuries come along? That's a really hard question to answer right now. So your question becomes difficult to answer. Look, if you tell me that defense can get up into, you know, the teens and be really representative and keep them in games, then I think you're talking about a team that's got some possibilities. But you won 3 games last year. You got a lot of work to do, and that's kind of laying out where it has to come from.
I mean, you have the blueprint with the Bengals, right? Wasn't it 2-year split from worst to first, right?
Yeah.
So
they lost Joe Burrow. They come back. They're healthy. They get everything together. I mean, look, the Lions didn't lose anybody the likes of Joe Burrow, but you did lose your best pass rusher last year. You did lose the guy you were hoping would be your best cornerback last year. They're both coming back. You got guys at key positions that were rookies last year, like McNeil and Onsarike coming back, who've got to get better, who've got to grow. And they say the biggest jump is from year to two, 1 to 2. So, yeah, I mean, again, there are so many examples in the National Football League of teams that make those big jumps, like you're pointing out the Bengals last year. So can it happen? Yes, because it does happen. But it does happen because a lot of things fall into place, and that's what's got to happen.
And this year with our new receivers, I know we got a bunch of new talented guys. We should see more down-the-field moves, right? More down-the-field passing from Goff. Because last year, I think that was the most frustrating thing for me watching
dink and dunk,
it. Those little dink and dunks.
Yeah.
It's like, man, let's spread the field a little bit. And I think we can do that this year. You're hoping.
Well, that's why they went out and got DJ Chark, who can fly. That's why they drafted Jameson Williams, who can fly. But, you know, I love you making that point, because I was kind of going over some notes last night and just trying to get ready for the show and thinking about, okay, you know, I got to Jared Goff trying to put some questions together, and I'm like, it's a different world for him. I mean, now you know where you are. You know who your coaches are. Last year he was feeling things out. This year you're in a situation where just look at the talent that's around him. Last year they were beat up. They were thin at receiver. And beat up on the offensive line. They had injuries. It's completely different now. So the comfort level he has to have because of the additions they've made, because guys are back healthy, between this year and last year, it's got to feel completely different. It's just a question now of, okay, what do you do with that? Where can you go with this? New offensive coordinator. Look, a quarterback that obviously a lot of people question, so he's got some things to prove. So it's but it is the possibilities feel completely different for the offense this year than they did last year.
Dan Miller with us, Fox 2, 6:30 tonight, the Lions training camp preview, first full day. So Dan Campbell, I feel like we haven't heard as much from him this year as last year. Obviously last year with the biting knees, right, and everything.
I think that's a good thing.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Dan, is that a good thing? Does that just mean he's maybe, I wouldn't say dialed in, but maybe that's what I'm going to say. Is Dan more dialed in this year on just coaching?
Yeah, I'm not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't want to give you a company line here, but I truly believe it. I don't think he's changed at all. And I just think maybe he's had less opportunities to talk and to do the, you know, give you a bite like that. He's a guy who doesn't change. And I've said this before. I've had very few in 41 years of being in this business who are the exact same guys. If you're standing talking to him off in a corner, or he's up at the podium, he doesn't change. He is who he is. That's the way he lives his life. He's got that kind of, you know, exuberance all the time. And sometimes it manifests itself in him saying things that we may think are a little bit funny or, oh, wow. But trust me, he's got the same fire. He's the same guy. Now, look, here's the difference. Last year, he didn't know his team. You were in the middle of a raging pandemic. Guys were getting tested. Guys were on the field wearing masks. They didn't know day to day whether or not people were going to play. Just like some of these other guys, we're talking about Jared Goff feeling more comfortable. This will be a much more comfortable and much more football-oriented time for him than it was last year when he had so many other things on his plate. So, look, like other people, he's in the spotlight as well. He's got to win. He's got to prove that he can be the guy here in Detroit. I'm not saying this is a make or break year for him, but it is a year where they've got to make a major step, and he's the one that leads the way in that regard.
Is it wrong as Lions fans that, Dan, that we feel this, something feels different about this, the way this is tracking?
No, I don't think it is. My hesitation is that we've all been through this so many times,
yeah,
and I feel
true.
Like we've fallen for the head fake before.
Yeah.
But here's what I like. There's tangible things. They're building with young players. We saw young players last year come in and get better. We saw guys come out of nowhere like a Jerry Jacobs or an A.J. Parker come in last year and prove that they could play in this league and kind of come out of nowhere. We saw rookies that improved along the way. The biggest thing you have to do to become an NFL team that's relevant is you have to develop your players. Guys don't come into this league understanding how to play. You've got to coach them how to play. You can't win constantly filling holes with free agency. It's about drafting, it's about developing, and it's about consistency year to year. And that's what Baltimore's done for years and Pittsburgh's done for years and why they're able to sustain the success that they've had. And that's kind of the model that I think a lot of teams look at. Look, New England wins and wins and wins, but a lot of that's Brady and Belichick. I think there's other examples where you can look at it that maybe don't require those extremes. So does it feel different? I think they're doing it differently, and that's why it feels different. And the way they're doing it, I think, is ultimately the way you have to succeed in this league. But the question is, did you draft the right guys? Are you developing the right guys? And can they continue to develop so that all the things that we're seeing become reality?
Dan Miller, appreciate the time. Tonight, 6:30 on Fox 2, our Lions training camp preview, what's going on. Aiden Hutchinson, Coach Campbell's going to join you. Goff will be there as well?
Yes, he will. Yep, got those three guys, and that should make for a great show. They're obviously all key guys in what's going to happen out here, so we're excited about it. And I appreciate you guys having me on.
You have a great day. Have fun. What we got Coach speaking at 8, and then you got practice starting, what, 8:30 this morning?
Coach is going to speak in about 40 minutes. Yep, 8 o'clock, practice at 8:30. They'll go a little bit short today and then kind of extend it over the next couple of days to the point where you ultimately get to about two and a half hours on the practices. But for key job number one is, man, just get these guys up to running speed, no injuries, stay healthy.
Amen. Dan Miller, appreciate the time, buddy. Next time we'll talk about nothing but Justified.
I love that. I'm ready for it.
Be well, Dan. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Dan Miller, Fox 2, 6:30 tonight.
All right, get you fired up.
I know. I was like, well, we got to kind of calm down a little bit, stay focused. No, screw that. I'm all in. There he is. Now, when you hear a song from Bruce all day today, make sure you call her 35, and you'll win tickets to go see Bruce at LCA March 29th. Hi, good morning. Whoa. Hi, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, you're on the radio. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Dave, you're going to go see Springsteen next March. Congratulations.
Woo! All right, man.
What are you up to, buddy?
I'm working.
Got your boots on?
Yeah, I got my boots on.
That would be a
boot check.
Where do you work?
I work at Gordon Chevrolet in Garden City.
Nice, brother. Well, tell me, Dave, you hold on. We got you set up with Bruce Springsteen tickets, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hold on.
Okay, right. Thanks, Big Jim.
You got it. Hold on. If I hit the right button there. There we go. So, all day today, Springsteen tickets. You go on stage tonight, I'll lay on LCA, little theater. I remember the first time I had pizza with Wendy, and I was like, oh! Coming up, 7:40, tanks for the gas. You can win 200 gallons of gasoline. We'll do that at 7:40. We'll be on time today. And then the CSX files. Here's a couple stories. Pony cake politician, and now that's a knife. Oh, we got a knife story for you that is unlike any knife story we've ever had.
Yeah.
But Ryan is working on his story. What do you got? You don't have to tease it. Just tell me what it is.
Oh. A drunk guy at a Walmart crashing into a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Drunk guy at a Walmart crashing into things. That's Ryan's story. Now, traditionally, we try to work some sort of punchline into this, whether it's a dad joke or some highbrow comedy. And that's pretty much all dad jokes. If you can help out Ryan this morning, 248-398-9279, text us. Remember, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Give me some help because I'm struggling to get to narrow it down.
So it's a drunk guy at Walmart on a cart. What is it? Oh, no.
Motorized scooter.
He's on a scooter smashing stuff.
Yep.
That's a tough one. So you got to work on the punchline.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Let me see. What do you have written down?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
I was looking for help today.
You got time? You can text us. Probably the easiest way to do that. Write down your punchline. Help out Ryan. 248-398-9279. Drunk guy on a motorized scooter at Walmart destroying things.
Oh, maybe this will help, too. He's Australian.
There we go. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Jim,
what do you mean? Yeah.
You're damn right. We're gonna call. Oh, I got to press that button. Call number 9 right now. 248-398-9279. First thing you're going to get is a $50 gas card courtesy of M&M Marathon, and then you qualify to win this week's Tanks for the Gas grand prize.
200 gallons worth of gas. Thank you to Highland BP and M&M Marathon, locally owned and operated, for jumping in on this.
Aw, our buddy Chris McDonald, we love you, man. We got to get out there and go say hey to him. By the way, I asked him yesterday when we were talking about the whole thing with Slim Jims, if that was standard fare at every gas station.
Oh, yeah.
He said the Zagnut. The Zagnut is a good candy bar. It's right there. It's right there, baby. You never had a Zagnut?
No, but what does that have to do with having Slim Jims there?
No, that's what's the go-to food?
Oh.
When you the go-to food at a...
I'm like, that turned okay.
No. I asked him, is that the go-to food at a gas station? You just don't listen to me anymore.
Ever since we got married together during the show.
No, sorry. I thought you meant does he have them?
No.
Is that the stand?
You just don't let... He turns the phone off.
I've never heard of that.
A Zag Nut?
Yeah, I think he was joshing you.
Okay, that's a whole other thing. What's in your coffee today?
Okay. Nothing.
Hi, good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, guess what? You're calling number 9. Congratulations.
Holy smoke.
Oh, wow. Okay, glove safe. We weren't sure which way you're going with that one, Carolyn, but...
I'm on Tivoli.
You've got a $50 gas card from M&M Marathon, and then you're qualified for our grand prize for this week, 200 gallons of gas. What are you up to?
Just cruising to work.
Just cruising to work, got your boots on?
Yep, running on fumes. I love you guys.
Well, we love you too. What do you mean? Just a long week? It's only Wednesday.
You know, just a couple extra errands. There goes the gas.
Yeah, oh my gosh. How much do you think you're spending a week on gas?
$1.20.
$1.20 every week. Do you do what we do? I don't even look anymore. We just, once it starts, you just look away.
No, my dad always asked me, how much is it? I said, Dad, I don't even look.
Well, you hold on. We're going to get all your information, and you are definitely in the running for that 200 gallons of gas, okay?
We love you. Thanks.
Oh, love you too. Hold on. Now, if you didn't get through this morning, you're like, man! We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:40, but there is another chance later on this morning to do it digitally. Text us. The keyword is
gas.
G-A-S. 248-398-927.
It's time to open the CSX files.
By the way, you ever miss any of these, just text us. The keyword, of course, is
file.
F-I-L-E. We on Facebook Live right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, WCSX. I'm moving over to Big Jim's house.
Oh, okay. You have to do it right now. Don't worry about it. WCSX Facebook page. Did you pick which one of the listeners' jokes you're going to go with?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Leah's, who just came in.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that one.
Listeners, you guys have been helping out Ryan with the punchline. We'll get to his story in just a second. It involves a Walmart, an Australian man, and a scooter. Correct?
Correct.
I don't want to misrepresent it. Okay. First story, we go back to England. A lot of English stories in CSX files this week. Wales Online says a beer-drinking pony has become the mayor of Cockington, England.
Nice.
Patrick and his owners are regulars at a local Irish pub called the Drum Inn. Hundreds of people have signed a petition calling for Patrick to be appointed mayor of the city. Patrick and his owners spend their days visiting hospitals, recovery groups, and schools. That's cool.
That's nice, yeah. Very cool.
Don't we... Wait a minute. Well, Hell, Michigan, they'll do that where you can be mayor for a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They've done that with animals. Like
yeah, they did it with a cat, the most recent. Yep.
Am I crazy or wasn't there a city here in Michigan, though, that had an animal for a mayor? Or maybe it was Wisconsin.
I don't remember.
I think there was one, though. Kind of cool, though. Have a pony as your mayor?
Yeah.
City council meeting. Zoom calls would be wild. Imagine if you just came in there and just watch a Zoom call and for a city council meeting and there's the mayor. It's a horse. Little ponies in there. Cool bar, too. You seen this bar?
No.
Oh, dude, man. The Drum Inn. Very cool.
Yeah?
The bartender is dressed like a pirate.
Really?
Well, that makes sense, actually. More bars should do that. You know why?
Why?
Because they've got keg legs.
Hey!
All the horse jokes I looked up were dirty, so I had to move on from those. I swear there was a town here in Michigan that had an animal as a mayor.
Was it a dog?
I don't know, dude.
That's popping in my head.
248-398-9279 is our house phone number. Okay, here we go. Listener assist, second story with Ryan.
You ready to go down under? Is that good? That wasn't a bad one.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, put a shrimp on the babby.
All right, well, this hammered guy was driving around Walmart in a motorized scooter. They said he got into the store, jumped on a motorized scooter, and just started driving around running into displays. Just smashing into stuff. He had a bottle of vodka in the front basket in a backpack, so he was just smashing the vodka, smashing up Walmart.
We've all wanted to do that.
Yeah, have you ever jumped on one of the motorized ones when you get in there?
No.
You'll have one of those Walmart greeters come flying after you, man.
My son, by the way, got in trouble
at
a local
grocery store a couple of years ago. Him and his buddy thought it'd be funny to go ride around on the scooter. It did not go over
well. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, those greeters will get after you, though.
Okay.
But this guy obviously got arrested, but they have no idea why he started doing this. But it was funny. You could hear one of the other Australian people down in another aisle. He had to move out of the way quick because he almost got hit. He's, Ozzy, 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 no, no, no.
Is that your joke or
that? That was my joke. I have the joke from Lee here.
Hold on, first one.
No, no, no.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
But try Lee's joke on for size. Listener Lee, by the way.
All right, here's a joke for Ryan. When police arrived at the scene at the Walmart, they questioned the Australian man and asked him why he was smashing into everything. The Australian man replied, "Well, mate, I've been drinking all night and I was very tired, so I was just looking for the perfect place to crash."
Yeah. Yeah. Yours That's was good, good Lee. Fantastic. Thank you.
Tell everybody it was mine.
Like the chips yesterday. Anyway, moving on. Good job, Lee.
I love the assist. Yeah.
Jeff texted in Riverview. We got, was that Rick? Texted in as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was more encouragement.
Yeah, that's just...
Okay. I'm not sure if it's backhanded compliment or not. No,
I mean,
it's encouragement.
I think it is because he calls me Crocs. He doesn't even say my name.
That's a term of endearment.
All right.
Last story. Family of four in Texas. Mother, father, brother, sister. They got into an argument on Sunday. So this did not happen in feudal Japan because it involved knives. And not just one, all four. Police get called to the house around 11 o'clock Sunday night. Said fight started between two adult siblings. The brother came home drunk with a handgun, and he got into an argument with his sister. Things get physical. He lost the gun during the struggle. Thank God. Mom and dad jump into it to break things up, but it escalated. Now, here's where there's more to this. At one point, all of them had a knife out. All four of them pulled a knife, and all of them had been stabbed. This is like a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, it is.
So they're all packing knives. They pull them out. Bada bing, bada boom. They get after each other. Everyone's going to be okay. The brother was arrested on 3 charges of aggravated assault. It's unclear whether any other family members are charged.
I can just see it, that circle standoff.
Right.
Which is, ha!
That's it.
Ha!
You want a knife? I got a knife.
I was like, come on, man. I got the butter knife.
Yeah, that's the one person. Maybe that's why he got charged, because the rest of them just had, like, yeah, a butter knife, a bread knife.
Come on, man.
My son, he's not here. He's flying home right now, so I can tell this story. When he would stay at home in high school, like, the first time, he was, like, 15, we'd go to, Kathy and I'd go out to dinner. I'm like, okay, you want to stay home? Yeah, I'll stay home. He would get nervous about being home alone. You know, we knew this. We'd come home, and there was a bread knife on our bed. And I'm like, Ryan? Yeah, Dad. Why is there a bread knife on our bed? I'm not making this up. It's like, well, I got scared, so I went and sat in bed and used a bread knife. Yeah, it was longer, so I figured I could cut them if they broke in.
You know how bread knives, butter knives work, right, Ron?
This long bread knife sitting in the middle of our bed. I'm like, what the hell happened when we left, man? It became a running joke for a couple of years. We would occasionally just take a bread knife and put it on his bed. He's like, ha-ha, I got it. I was scared.
Oh, man.
This knife story, though, not unprecedented. This happened in Farmington Hills a couple weeks ago. Someone actually, a guy using a knife in the kitchen actually cut off his toe.
Wow.
You ever get nervous about doing that?
Oh, yeah. You drop it or, yeah.
Yeah. So the guy goes to DMC and they said, good news, bad news. He goes, well, give me the bad news. So, well, the bad news is the doctor was doing the surgery, mistook your toe for candy, so they used a piece of candy that he was eating on instead.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he goes, well, what the hell's the good news? He goes, well, you now have a tic-tac-toe.
Oh, Cats game.
By the way, the pony thing we're talking about is Omena, O-M-E-N-A. Is that here in Michigan? There's a dog mayor in Leland County.
Oh, yeah. Somebody just texted that in.
Okay.
Yep. They had a dog the year before. It was a cat.
Wait, what?
They said it was a cat, and then the next year they made it a dog this year.
Okay. I thought you were, like, alone in the world
cat
like a big
dog.
Cat dog. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, nobody ever questioned that show.
Bay. Yeah. Okay. You're on tangent mode today.
What do you mean?
You're fun. It's like getting on a roller coaster, Ryan, this morning, man. 7:54. We got a Stone Soup update. We needed something, and our buddy Harvey came through. And
literally just called him. So yesterday we needed an exhaust system for the Stone Soup Bronco, our 1974 Bronco. Hi, Don. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Say hi to everybody. You're on the radio.
Well, hello.
Harvey just handed Don the phone. He goes, no, you do this. So we need...
you just stuck the phone in my face.
Well, that's okay, though. Well, so we needed an exhaust system for the Stone Soup Bronco, our 1974 Bronco, and Doug Benziger, our project manager, talked to you guys, and our fine friends at Custom Creations stepped up. So we're going to, you guys are going to be doing the exhaust for the Bronco, man. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Is this pretty, and I hate the word easy when it comes, because nothing's easy when you're building a car, but as far as an exhaust system, is this, it's pretty straightforward, literally. I mean, it's a straight pipe, kind of bends down at the end, right?
Well, yeah, it depends on how you want to do it. I didn't know if you're going over the axle or shooting out the side.
I think it's going over the axle and going just straight out the back, right? So we'll dump that in there. But no, we wanted to call and say thank you because you guys stepping up, man, and you and Harvey and everyone over the years have helped out with Stone Soup. So for our friends at Custom Creations, and thank you so much, man.
Well, Gary at King Automotive is going to donate the mufflers. I talked to him yesterday.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. We didn't know that. Okay, I was wondering how this was all going down. That's fantastic, dude. Thank you, sir.
Speed King in color. Gary over there. He was delivering some parts, and I said, hey, do you want to chip in some mufflers for this Bronco? And he listens to you guys also.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's great.
We always wonder how this works with Stone Soup. That is so cool. Well, please, again, thank you to everybody there. We appreciate you, bud.
Oh, great. You're welcome.
Talk soon. Oh, bye. I can just cut him off there. I'm saying goodbye. Don and Harvey. Harvey helped us out, like, with some of the original Stone Soup cars way back when. So, we got the exhaust system now. I know Benziger's listening.
Are we there? I mean...
do we have everything we need?
That's what I'm... because we got the parts from Phil Brown.
Yep.
The exhaust.
The stereo was actually purchased yesterday. Quick Lane to Dorian Ford said, take care of it. We got it. The sound system was purchased. Where is that from, Doug?
So we're, I mean, we just got to piece this thing together now, eh?
Well, paint, which, by the way, keyword soup, if you want to see some of the paint prep work, yeah. So paint prep's going on at Bill Brown Ford. You'll see that on there. And then hopefully this weekend, it'll be in color. And then Jeff from Bronco Graveyard's going to come in and start, like you mentioned, the assembly
stuff. Yeah, I'm going to drop off. I got a bunch of spray paint cans in the trunk.
Don't even joke about that. Every time you bring that up, Benziger calls me, not you. I don't know why he doesn't have your number. Quit yelling at me, Doug. So it's a Fusion head unit, JBL MA4505 amp. I'm reading what they ordered. M1000 speakers, two of them, two pair. A JBL MTH HLB tower speakers. Those are a grand. JBL subwoofer, speaker wire, RCA cable. The point is, this is a big-ass sound system that's going to be in it as well. 1974 Bronco, well over 400 horsepower under the hood from Livernoy Motorsport. Custom paint job, racing red from Bill Brown Ford. A banging sound system.
Yeah.
A kick-ass exhaust from our friends at Custom Creative. Did you take a look and see how much it is? Did you see the type this in, JBL MT8 HLB tower speakers.
Oh.
Let me see. I don't even know what they look like. You got them on the screen?
Yeah, you can see it on the right side of the screen there.
Oh, yeah. These are the ones Doug was talking about. One of the things we're trying to figure out is it's a soft top Bronco,
like a wakeboard boat, man.
Well, that's the
idea.
Mastercraft. Remember, that's what he said. So, like, we were like, well, how do we get a lot of sound? Because the Bronco's small on the inside. So you put the subwoofers underneath the rear seat, but you really can't put, like, 12 speakers in the wall.
Right.
So these hang off the rear roll bar.
Yeah. Yeah, just like they do with the tower for a boat. Yeah, that's
awesome, exactly
what
it is. Yeah, so that's you're going to have that level of a sound system on here. Keyword soup.
Hey, Mark just texted in. I know a few people have asked us where we're going to be with the Bronco during the cruise.
I don't know yet. Well,
That's what I was going to say. We'll obviously tell you guys first. We'll be the first to know. We're figuring all that out right now.
I might say good morning, Gian Cadiz. Anyway, that was subtle. I do know on the 9th, that will be a week from Tuesday, is the grand opening at Vets Returning Home of their thrift store.
Yes.
Resale store, yep.
So I'll be there. The resale store, I'll be there from 1 to 3. And I talked to Benziger. The plan is to have the Bronco there. That may be the first time we have it out in public with all the paint on it. Keyword soup. S-O-U-P. $10 for a ticket. That's it. And because of all these amazing people like Harvey and Don and all the folks who pitched in, every penny's going to go directly to Vets Returning Home. And if you try to build one of these, what was the number Doug gave us?
Over 150.
Hopefully call you. 200 gallons of gas. Thanks to our buddy Chris McDonald, everybody at Highland BP and M&M Marathon, locally owned and operated. Oh, by the way, when you qualify, $50 gas card is yours. And this is week two, so if you registered last week, make sure you get back in.
Yeah, jump back
we
in.
We want to make sure, because we cleaned the slate out. Hey, want to do a real quick update. Do you remember the lady in Flint? Ashante?
Yeah.
Who was upset about the date, the first date that went horribly wrong? We have an update. Because you were asking questions about this, and we kind of looked into what was going on. Now, we have this whole story posted. The key word is...
Sue.
So here she is, S-U-E.
Yes.
She's on a Zoom with the judge and the guy she went on the first date with, and she's trying to sue him.
To be honest with you, sir, I thought this was just going to be thrown out. We had a date, one date, and now I'm being sued for $10,000. I don't see how this is going to go any further. I think it's a waste of your time.
He lied. That's what brought forth the perjury. It was never perjury in the beginning. It was perjury after his response.
You can't add another count because you don't like or you disagree with what is in his answer.
If he respond and his response is a lie, it's perjury, then my documents will prove that he lied in his response.
No. First of all, do you understand what perjury is?
Bottom line is you said it's a criminal offense, so I will send it to circuit court. Are we done here?
No. You don't understand, ma'am.
Are we done here?
Perjury.
Are we done here?
Wow. She really goes Monica Conyers to the end of that. Is she calling him Shrek? Keyword Sue, right?
Yes.
So you had brought this up when we were looking into her past. She had filed other lawsuits against the city.
The city, the police department, like a $300 million one that got tossed out right away. And then AT&T over something to do with a phone bill.
Right. And she's done this. So we were wondering how far this was going to go. The reason she filed the lawsuit, by the way, is Jordan, the gentleman in question, hurt her feelings by not showing up. He stood her up on a date,
welcome
so she
to
took
the
him
club.
To court. So she has about 50 days left to pay the transfer cost, or the case will be dismissed. So it was transferred to a circuit court. It did go up the food chain. And they said, if you want to pursue this, go right ahead, but you got to pay for the court fees.
Yeah, and she's not going to pay us.
Whatever the hell a transfer cost is, I don't even know what that is. Have you ever heard that in a court case?
No. All right. I'm sure that's just a fee that they throw in there to be able to make some money off you.
The transfer cost?
No, yeah, what else? Come on. You mean to send an email? It's not like you got to walk these papers up to places anymore.
No, you're not wrong.
But she's not going to pay, and it's going to get tossed out. This is what this lady does, it seems like.
Keyword Sue. I think she has grounds, though. Oh, this all makes sense now. 823, it's Big Jim's house. Gump to my left here. So it gives me this list. Top 10 unspoken rules of neighbor etiquette. It's a good list. We have it posted if you want to check it out. The keyword, of course, is...
List.
List, L-I-S-T. There's a couple interesting things on here that jumped out. Again, keyword list. Number 10, don't peek over your neighbor's privacy fence. Well, it's literally called a privacy fence.
Yeah, you weirdo.
They don't want you peeking over the fence. I'm 6'5", sometimes I can't help it.
Sometimes I can't help it.
It's not my fault. Number 8 is very specific. Keep your cats indoors.
Yeah, that's somebody who wrote this, hoping their neighbor reads it.
The one on the list, don't steal your neighbor's packages and mail. Is there anyone listening right now who has had that done to them by their neighbor? And you know it. You not suspect your neighbor took your packages or mail.
Man.
And not accidentally. That doesn't count.
Right, like he got delivered. And
We've all had the Amazon oops. We've all been through that.
Man, is that a ballsy thing to do, though? Walk over and take your... I do get curious of what's in the boxes on my neighbor's.
What's in the box? 248-398-9279. As always, I defer to you. Which way are we going with this one? Is there someone listening right now who's had their neighbor steal their packages or mail?
You know what? People are crazy. Yes. Yes, we have had that.
Not a chance. No one's willing to admit that.
Man.
Not a chance. You're going to owe me another dollar. But here's the other reason that this, and I was wondering, like, well, this is kind of cool. Ryan came up with this really cool list, keyword list. You can check it out. But now I know why. Because you potentially have a friend across the street.
I might have a new neighbor friend, my first one.
He looks up at me while we're listening to Priest, and he goes, I might have a neighbor buddy. Well, first of all, don't ever call him that again, because that's kind of creepy. So, well, you've lived there for, what, a year now?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Time moved so fast, and we didn't see him, and... I went over because our mailboxes are all on one side of the street.
Sure.
So I walk over there and get my mail, and he was just getting home. It was like the first time we've ever kind of like crossed paths.
Oh.
And he got out of his car and said hello, and I was like, what's up, man? How you doing? How's baby life? That's the thing. They just had a baby the same time, like a week before we did.
Well played. Nice in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we started talking, and then I went home. I'm like, hey, we got to hang out with them.
So what's the next step?
Oh, I'm making my wife initiate it with his wife.
You can't do...
Already talked before. Or I might, like, if I see him out next, because I got to get a feel. Like, I swore a couple of times talking to him to see if he swore back to me.
Right. Did he?
To get a little... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool. He's at least cool in that sense. Right. So I don't know. Maybe I'll walk over with a beer one day, like...
It's not a bad move. The beer move is not a bad move.
But I'm most likely will just stick Heidi on it and be like, hey, tell her you want to go for a walk and get to know each other, and then it'll just naturally happen.
No, this is on you. So now we know why the neighbor's etiquette list is posted, keyword list, because Ryan need a little help. Hey, man.
It's exciting. When I moved into this neighborhood, I'm like, cool, we're in our neighborhood that we're going to be in for a while.
Right.
And then I found out it was two single women on the side of me, and I'm like, man, there's no, like, husbands or anything for me to drink beer with and hang out and talk to. But now I got this guy across the street. The only problem is I think he's a Michigan State fan.
That makes it fun.
Yeah, I know.
Then you can talk smack to each other.
Yep. Here's tears. I feel his tears from a mile away on Saturdays.
This is the thing, though. Does he know you work here?
I mean, he might listen today because I was wearing our shirt and he asked me what I do and I told him. So maybe he's listening.
So, yes, he knows that you work here.
Yeah.
So,
Mike, what's up, dude?
What's up, Mike? Don't worry about it. He's a Walmart Wolverine. You're fine.
He's a nice dude so far.
Yeah. Hold on. Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You got a comment about neighbors?
Well, you're talking about packages being stolen, right?
Yeah.
Well, it used to be when a package was delivered, if you weren't home, they left you a notice and you go pick it up yourself. What happened to that system? I think it's a simple thing to fix. You can't control your neighbors, man. So I just don't understand why they don't do that anymore. Or is that just UPS?
I know they do it for big ticket stuff.
Like UPS, I had something to deliver. I had to go get it.
But honestly, I don't think Amazon could do that. You know how many packages they deliver while people aren't home?
Yeah, there'd be another warehouse of nothing, but yeah, you weren't home.
Okay, thanks for the call. That might be it, though.
Then open a separate warehouse. I just think there's a simple solution to a stupid problem because you can't control people.
Okay.
And if I may say one more thing
about
the lady that's suing.
Yeah.
I don't know her age, but I think it's a matter of the younger generation being entitled. And she needs to get a job. And they're available out there. So there you go.
Thank you, Anthony.
I got an idea. Just take a dog fence collar, the electric fence, make a boundary around your porch.
How does that work?
Zap them. Yeah, you're right. How does that work?
That means your neighbors have to wear a dog collar because you don't trust them.
Whoops.
Man, your neighbor right now, what's his name again?
Mike.
Okay.
Damn, I should have remembered his name better.
Yeah.
Mike or Mark.
Okay.
Or Matt.
Oh, my God. You may be screwing his name up on the air.
It's all right. I say dude and man a lot, so I'll just go with that from now on.
Don't be bro guy.
What's up,
bro,
man?
No, don't do that.
Hey, man. Hey, dude. Okay. How you doing?
So we know right now he's a Spartan fan who thinks you want him to wear a dog collar so you can shock him if he tries to steal packages off your porch.
Dang.
You were doing so well, man.
Maybe it's better I don't introduce myself to neighbors.
How did you just woke up and went? I want to do more of a deeper dive. Yeah, a little after 8 o'clock tomorrow, we'll get into this. He was just raging in the studio about it, man. Good Lord. So, if you missed the news, the big story last night, Mega Millions.
Our first winning number tonight is 29. That's followed by 63. Up next, we have 66. Your next number is 7. And your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is 60. Now for the Mega Ball number, that's 15. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 29, 63, 66, 7, 16. The gold Mega Ball is 15.
There you go. Yay. Nobody hit it.
Yeah.
However, 9 people got 5 right and missed the Mega Ball. So 9 people, and they get $1 million. So it's not like, you know, it's a pretty good night at the office last night. However, you had a crack at 800 and something million. By the way, it's over $1 billion now for Friday's drawing.
I know.
For the Mega Millions. We were talking about this. What is your close call? And not just money-wise, just in life. What was your close call? We've had a couple. Remember that small plane crash this week? Thank God they walked away from that.
Right, walked away.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's a close call. 248-398-9279. I would say my close call was I was on the freeway 75. I was actually over in Auburn Hills by Stellantis now. I was driving by there. It's like January, February. Off the roof of an SUV in front of me, a minivan, a sheet of ice came off. You know how they kind of collect?
Yeah, I remember this.
I'm in my car, and it was Final Destination, dude. I saw it coming straight at me, and I ducked. I laid all the way over like this in the passenger seat. It hit the glass, and I don't know how it didn't shatter the glass. This thing coming at me was the length of the roof of a minivan, so it was 6-7 feet long.
Right.
It hit, ricocheted, and went up over the car.
Man.
But it should have gone straight through the glass. So that glass was very, very tempered.
Yeah. Gosh. Do you remember when you helped me? I had you help me get a new front emblem for my car.
Oh, yeah.
That was because half of a tire ripped off of a semi-truck and it came out, came back. The car in front of me was able to move out of the way. I couldn't. And it smoked the front of my car another 2 inches up. It would have went right through the windshield.
Yeah. I think everybody listening, most people listening right now have had a close call. The reason we're talking about this, if you're just joining us, 9 people yesterday came within one number of winning 800 and something million. And again, they won $1 million. So it's not like they're, you know, but they got all 5 and they missed the Mega Millions.
But to read that ticket and okay, 1. Oh, my God, 2.
You're going like 29, got it. 63, got it. 66, got it. 7, got it. 60, got it.
Oh, my God, we won.
And the Mega Ball is... Oh, it's 15.
That's all right. You don't need all that money. Right?
I don't know what you say to somebody else. Like, if you're in a relationship and your wife's in there going like... I can't believe. But you want $1 million.
Yeah, you still got $1 million. It's going to help you out. Yep.
Hey, Michael, what was your close call?
I was 16 and was being trained by my buddy to load a semi up. And they had a 100,000-pound piece of steel up in the air. And I was naive. Well, the tarp was in the way. I went to go grab it and stuff. Everybody started yelling at me. And as soon as I walked back, that bracket broke and that whole thing came down, crushed his trailer and everything.
Whoa.
Yes.
You go home for the day after that, right? Don't you go home for the day after that?
Well, yeah, I got my butt chewed out, but no, I had to stay with him in the truck the rest of the day.
Wow. Michael.
We dropped the trailer there and then we had to go back. And he was just, like, ripping me in the whole time. And, you know, now I think of it. You know, 16, you don't think about stuff like that. But, man, it crushed the whole side of the trailer. Luckily, it didn't pop any tires, because if it had popped the tire, I would have been blown away.
Wow.
You know how semi-tires explode.
Yeah. Right.
Man, I think about that every once in a while. And then this came on. I was just going to get a job. I was like, oh, I'm going to comment on it.
Michael, appreciate you taking time out to call, brother. You have a good day. Good luck with the job, too, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Later.
Some good ones.
Mark.
Big Jim and Ryan.
Mark, hey, what was your close call?
Which one do you want? I got about six of them.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Well, what's your go-to? What's the best one?
I drowned in the Detroit River down at the foot of the Belle Isle Bridge when I was 3 years old. They used to keep submarines and a destroyer at Broadhead Naval Armory.
Okay.
I was down on the shore of the Detroit River playing with a piece of cork. It floated out further than I could reach. I reached over, went in, went down. I remember seeing the white numbers on the side of the submarine. When I woke up, there was a sailor from the submarine that had jumped in and saved me and my pregnant mother, who had dove in after me and hit me on the, you know, on the top, pushed me down to the bottom of the river. He brought us both out, and I was on the grass there by the park. And he was doing whatever they do at the time, CPR.
Yeah.
But it was different. You know, it was pushing on my chest. Yeah, that was a trip.
You think?
One time a buddy of mine. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
One time a buddy of mine and I bought a couple of Harleys back in 1971. And we went to California. This was during the Easy Rider phase.
Okay.
So we're driving down the Seaway Freeway, and a refrigerator box had been on the side of the road, and a tour bus went by, lifted it up, blew it right, I'm doing about 70 miles an hour, blew it right into the front of the bike, and the wind kept it there. I couldn't see anything but cardboard. It stopped traffic everywhere, had to slow down until I could pry that thing off so I could see where I was going.
Man. Mark.
Three? Oh, no, babe. I got
them. You got a lot of them, dude, man. Hey, thank you. Hold on, real quick. Hold on. Thank you for the call, man. Wait, I just want to make sure we get the other folks. They want to be fair to everybody this morning. But, wow. Thank you, brother.
All right. Yep. You take care.
Thanks, man. Oh,
dang
it. I cut them off. Oh, like the refrigerator box. Okay. Tina, what was your close call?
Let's see, back in the late 80s, I was working at the post office, and the buzz was Bob Seger was coming in to get his passport renewed.
Okay.
So they closed it all down. He came in. We all went up and said hello, got his signature, chatted a little bit. But then I went back to work, and the girls came back and said, oh, when we were asking Bob all the numbers, his ID number and stuff, he said, well, speaking of numbers, I'd like to have Tina's phone number.
Okay,
then they came and told me that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop, Tina. So Bob Seger asked for your phone number. Did they give him your number?
No, I wasn't up at the window, and they came and told me that he had said that. And I said, oh, and I ran up there, but he was already gone. So they told me after he left.
Tina, do you know how many people are screaming right now on their radio going, are you your friends? Oh, you have permission to go kick somebody in the shin.
Tina Seeger sounds good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was my close. My mother was so excited over that.
That is a great story.
Wow.
Tina, you're awesome. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for listening in the morning, too.
Love you guys.
I love you, too. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.